Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Have you ever sat down and just thought about thankfulness? Not necessarily what you are thankful for or that you need to be more thankful, but the actual concept and depth of thankfulness. So often we place the emphasis on what we are thankful for, whether it be family, friends, health, employment, country, freedom, etc. But I'd like to challenge you to think beyond the what and concentrate on the who. See, thankfulness is pretty pointless if it's not directed at something or someone who has provided, has given, and is the source of giving. Of course, for those of us who claim Jesus Christ as Lord and recognize the sovereign hand of God, we direct our gratitude toward God. Even at their most basic level, faiths that recognize God as supplier of all things have a legitimate source to be thankful toward. We've heard a lot about the rise of the nuns, those who do not believe in God at all. This is the age of secularism, the belief in what they claim is science and the abandonment of absolute truth. As I contemplate what an attitude of thanks might look like for the secularist, I'm a little baffled. What or who is the secularist thankful toward? Chance? An accident? A process? There is no source of life, sustenance, or giving for the secularist, for life is but mere cellular chance. Thanks is sort of a meaningless concept, at least thanks that goes deeper than mutual human gratitude. The earliest pilgrims knew that they had survived winter due to the grace of God. They were a deeply theological people, and they recognized God's providence in all things. Study after study indicates that such thankfulness in God provides unexplainable joy, comfort, and success in life. There is so much anxiousness, fear, and helplessness in the world today. I can't help but wonder if much of it begins and ends with a thankful heart. In the cancel culture of today, where Satan loves to twist, silence, and toss out any resemblance of our biblical history, it is no wonder that the left attacks the most precious and purest forms of celebration in thanksgiving. For the Christian, may we never forget to lead with a thankful, grateful, and humble posture. Paul warned in Romans 1 that the wicked deeds of the unrighteous include those who knew God and did not give thanks. Let's be an example to a secularized world that gratitude brightens our spirits, propels us toward success, and allows for unspeakable joy regardless of our circumstances.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.